1, 2, 3.
Hiya, boo.
All right. This is Sakari,
Martine,
Laura,
and we're about to see Kick-Ass at 1:30. But we got about a half an hour, so we're here at Urban Outfitters, sitting on a couch that we will not purchase. we're really excited to see Kick-Ass. What do you guys think?
I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
My team kept on waking up, panicking that he was late to go see it. Our school is giving out free tickets, like the first 30 people or whatever.
And I drove here like 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, he like rushed here to make sure we
I
got
hit
here.
Some people. Old people, though, so it's okay.
Alex punked out and decided to go work.
He didn't decide to be a bitch.
He's gonna go later with Josh.
I know.
Pay for it.
But not for free. I don't understand.
Still a bitch, though.
He's still gonna waste time. He's just gonna waste money, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what part of Kick-Ass are you guys most excited for?
I'm excited about Hit Girl because she looks like a badass anime schoolgirl character that has guns.
I don't really know. I'm just really curious about the movie. I think it'll be interesting.
I'm excited because I've heard nerds freaking jizz all about this movie since last year at Comic-Con, and I heard about it on my podcast, and I was like, damn it. But now everyone seems to think it's not a violent movie because of the previews, so I'm excited to see how it actually is.
Like violence?
What?
You're excited to see violence?
I don't know, yeah. I'm just kind of excited to see what the actual tone of the movie is because everyone seems to think it's something else.
Kind of expecting, like, Watchmen-level violence.
Yeah, I think Watchmen-level violence is probably right. I heard that Hit Girl, like, kicks a major ass.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a little bit more funny, though, because, you know, like, just from the trailers, you can tell that it's really odd.
Yeah.
For, like, these kids to be superheroes and then this girl and her dad be weird assassins.
Yeah, it looks pretty funny. It's pretty exciting. If you can... The hip music, stopped. I don't know why.
They probably found out we're doing a boot cast, so you didn't be respectful.
They were trying to be respectful to our boot cast. We're resisting looking at actual clothes right now at Urban Outfitters because a lot of us don't have money, so we just like look longingly at the clothes from this couch and wait for our movie to start.
I wish Urban Outfitters had a TV so we could just sit here and watch TV.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, so we just have to watch people, which is kind of essentially like watching TV, right?
Yeah.
Except boring, because we're watching people.
Well, that was pretty deep, Martine.
I know. I should write a book.
Deep thoughts for me.
You should write a book.
And it should be sold at Urban Outfitters.
And the book will have your face on it. It'll be called Watching People is Like Watching TV, right?
Yeah.
And then it has just like macro photos of like things and then what he's saying from Martine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe I'll make them rhyme.
Really?
Yeah, like, watching people is like watching Tay-Bag. You know, rhyme like Keisha.
It's like,
okay, we're about to wrap up, but I want to hear Martine sing some Keisha lyrics for us.
No.
Yeah, how does that song go, Martine?
I don't know, it's the one about drugs and love.
Wait, what does she say about her basement?
Something about like, let's hang out at your basement, have a slumber party.
Wanna dance with no pants on, holla.
And all those terrible lyrics.
Yes, we hate Keisha.
That's how we'll end it. Keisha blows.
Okay, Keisha sucks. And we'll do another one of these once we actually see the movie and let you know what we think. Alright, signing off. This is Sakari.
Martine.
Laura.
Alright, bye-bye.